hospital, and everyone, yeah, but the hospital, if you start in there with your bruised leg. Now, they pulled them through them days, and what it worked them days worked now, people would let it.
If they did, I think that's true. Well, if something was cotton, and it, if you wash it in hot water, would it get
smaller? No, cotton don't, I never did see any cotton get like this.
Uh-huh. Well,
it might draw what we'd call draw up,
uh-huh, uh-huh,
but it wouldn't get hard like this. Yeah, you could just go right ahead with your using it.
But sometimes
it now this wool, it just won't take this hot weather. And anybody ought to know, or hot water, that wool will stand cold water, because the sheep never had no hot water ever poured on it.
Yeah.
If it did, it got weather AC, I guess, right then. They just take the weather that come, you know, cold and ice and snow and everything else.
Yeah.
It's the hot water that's what does it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, but sometimes, now, cotton would shrink up?
It'd shrink up. I used to, it's awful bad. I used to buy what we call cotton chest to make my dresses, and I'd shrink it. They'd call it shrinking. I'd wet it right real good and warm water, and sometimes iron it dry while it can shrink it before it cut it out. But I don't like that job, I'll tell you like that.
Boy, I guess that was a mess.
Just think back the way the old women used to have to work and do. Mm-hmm. But they lived to be a whole lot older. And they're a whole lot happier than the women is now. Well, they didn't have so much trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They never bothered about their boy being out of drinking, smoking marijuana, and never thought anything about their girl to being out with a bunch and laying out with every old sorry thing come along and everything like that. They didn't have that steady about their girls at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably true. Well, now, women that, if a woman that liked to stand in front of a mirror all the time and try to make herself look pretty, you'd say that woman likes to...
Bring them.
I guess you had some of those.
We had plenty of friends, and the women would have summer hats, most of them with a big red rose on it, and they'd slip around, steal a petal or whatever you'd call out of that rose, you know, and wet it a little and put just a little bit of, on their cheeks, out of their cheeks.
That's what they would do? Well, what about if a woman liked to put on fancy clothes? You'd say that she really likes to...
Dress up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Show off. Yeah. A whole lot of other things.
They do that too, I guess. Well, what about a small leather container that women would carry their coins in?
Well, they call that a purse and a pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
And these old-fashioned women had a pocket just about that long and their petticoat, and they put their snuff and their toothbrushes and everything in that. And when they sat down, of course, it just dropped down between their legs.
Yeah.
Never no book nor nothing to it, you know. And a while ago, I think this was before, when my mother was a girl, before she ever got the young women, she said would wash their, you was talking about that lye soap, wash their faces in lye soap and rub them with a wool stocking to give them that pretty pink color. And Lord, don't you know that isn't nettle then. I wouldn't care whether I was pink or not.
I wouldn't either if I had to do that.
Do that.
I wouldn't either. That makes me kind of hurt to think about it, doesn't it?
Does me too. It just raises me out of this chair to even think about. But I don't think that my mother ever done these things. I think she just hold off on the generation ahead of her.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The young women ahead of her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about one of these? What do they call?
Well, they called them bracelets.
That's mm-hmm. And around your neck,
there's necklaces and lockets and all beads, and I don't know what all. Mm-hmm. I reckon that they wore something around.